Hello and welcome. Scare Track. Scare Track Podcast.
Welcome to the Scare Track Podcast, the UK's first podcast dedicated to the scare attraction and haunted house industry. However, please be advised that we have no censor. The language used may be of an explicit nature and is not intended for younger listeners or the easily offended. All views expressed are those of the individual host and do not necessarily reflect those of Scare Track, our guests, or any of our associates. So, if you're still here, let's get scared.
So this is where our adventure begins.
Oh my God!
I'm scared myself!
Kate Monroe is screaming.
Spoiler alert!
Freaking awesome.
The quality of the set was amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like it.
Hello and welcome to this episode of the Scare Track Podcast. My name is Mikey, and on today's episode, we're interviewing Brynna, who's going to talk to us all about the brand new Road to Hell drive-through scare attraction experience. I'm very excited to try this. It's at the Heart of England Conference and Event Centre, and it's in association with Area 51 and Scare Project. So they really do know their stuff. Years and years of scare experiences collabing together to bring us a brand new horror drive-through. So let's go straight into the interview now. It's myself interviewing Brynna all about the brand new attraction, Road to Hell.
You're listening to Scare Track.
Hi guys, and welcome back to this episode of the Scare Track Podcast. Like I said in the intro, I am joined by Brynna. Brynna, how's it going, buddy?
Very well, how are you? Good to talk to you again.
Yeah, not too bad at all, thank you, not too bad.
It's great.
Yeah, it has, definitely. We actually met, I think it was a couple of seasons ago now, when you bought us Gardens of Ghouls at the Birmingham Scare Gardens with the Botanical Gardens in Birmingham, which won a Scar Award as well, didn't it?
It did, yeah. No, back in 2018, so 2 years ago now, we did the Garden of Ghouls at Birmingham Botanical Gardens. We won Best New Scare Attraction in the UK, so... yeah, really excited to be talking to you again. Really excited to be working on this new horror drive-through.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to talk all about Road to Hell, the drive-through scare attraction, which is working with Heart of England Conference and Event Centre, and obviously Scare Projects as well. But before we get into that, and obviously we've just touched on the fact that you already know elements of the scare scene anyway, because you bought us Gardens of Ghouls. What made you, I mean, I'm guessing obviously this crazy world of COVID-19 has sort of forced us to think a little bit out the box, isn't it? Is that what's basically happened with you guys to bring us this horror drive-through?
Yeah, basically, obviously, like everything and with all the kinds of things that I do with events and concerts and festivals, etc., you know, this year pretty much fell off a cliff, which everybody in the industry no doubt knows about and are feeling the effects of that. So my thoughts go out to everybody who's having a really challenging year. So we didn't actually expect to be doing anything and recovering from that fallout. And then I got a call a couple of weeks ago from the guys at Area 51, who I work on sort of various projects with. Yeah. They're famed for doing a lot of experiential events and delivering you know, scare actors and performers and to some of the biggest sort of events all over the UK. We've done Glastonbury together, we did the Asylum together last year, our 2019 scare attraction. The great guys, and they said, look, we're thinking of doing this, what's your thoughts, do you want to get involved? And it very much was the coming together of a very kind of crazy thinking group of people to deliver this. And it's great to be working with them, great to be working with a venue who are very sort of forward thinking and love doing things out of the box as well. So it's a great team coming together and all working together to deliver something for people who sadly have not had the kind of events that they'd like to have gone to throughout the year so far. But we want to deliver something spectacular for them at Halloween, and we think we've got the right venue, the right creative team, and we're going to do something pretty out there.
Yeah, definitely. And like you say, you've touched on it, we are going to have Well, we've all had a very different year to what anyone could imagine, and it's continued on longer than I think any of us could imagine, and it is now affecting our beloved Halloween season. There's so many events cancelling, and even the ones who were building in a COVID safe way, and they were pushing on to be COVID secure and open. You know, in the last few days, we've had another handful sort of fall at the wayside. So it's great to see that people are thinking out of the box, being innovative, and bringing us different types of events. And like you say, you work with Heart of England and Area 51. So let's talk about obviously the location and of where this is going to be. So it's where is it, in Coventry?
Yeah, so it's basically, as the name suggests, really, it's in the heart of England. It's right in the middle of the country. It's between Birmingham and Coventry. It's in, it's literally 10 minutes from Birmingham Airport.
Right,
so
okay.
Very easy to get to, very accessible, a fantastic location, fantastic venue. It's like a bit of a showground type venue, so very open space, big fields, and we're very lucky to have an amazing woodland area on site with a hard track road that goes through it. So it really was a perfect location with the perfect infrastructure to be able to deliver this kind of event. So everything all just fell into place, and we're very lucky to be able to do the event there.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's a perfect location. It means it's easy for people to get to, and it sort of it lends itself to the type of event that you guys want to do. Where did the idea of this, so, like you say, it was a collaborative sort of between a group of you and different companies and whatnot. Where did it sort of start? Where was it born? Who sort of came up with the concept, and how did it progress forwards?
I think really because of everything that's happened this year, and obviously we've seen an increase in experiential events that have obviously, you know, producers and event organisers, promoters have had to be very, even more freer and creatively thinking than they are normally. There's obviously been a surge of driving events like cinemas. We've seen kind of safely distanced festivals. We started talking about it, and the idea had been muted. And then we thought, well, look, we've got this woods. And again, it was just a spontaneous kind of spark of an idea that just kind of lit the fuse paper very quickly. And before we knew it, we'd come up with the idea. And again, once you get the creative minds of Area 51 together, you know, a very free thinking venue owner, and then ourselves here at Scare Projects, very quickly, everything was thrown on the table, and we had a concept. And from having a conversation, I think on a Tuesday, a meeting on a Wednesday, I did a teaser post on social media on the Thursday, which has now had over 500,000 impressions. I think it's had about 8,000 comments and about 3,000 shares. So that was just done on 2 days after coming up with the idea. And then we thought, wow, we've kind of really stumbled upon something here, and the digital sort of traction that we were getting on social media and the people talking about it, and we, you know, people were as excited about it as we were. So we thought, you know, we've really got to do this. So we have the tickets on sale for the Monday, and it's been a fantastic team effort by everybody involved, and we're just really excited because the tickets are flying out, some of the dates are selling out, the tickets, the time slots are selling out very rapidly. So if people are interested, they really do need to jump online and get the tickets quick. But the response has been amazing, and we couldn't have asked for any more, really.
Yeah, definitely. And if you're listening now, guys, and want to get your tickets, go to heartofenglandhorror.co.uk. You can book your tickets there. I highly recommend you watch the awesome sort of trailer as well. And like you say, Bruno, it's sort of all happened quite quick, but because, you know, each group of you have done scares in the past for a number of years, a collective of imaginative, spooky people can make something really incredible happen rather quick as well. Like you say, you pull up a post not too long ago, 500,000, you know, that's insane. You know,
phenomenal. It really
was absolutely insane. And I'm sure this sort of teaser trailer that you guys created, which is all, you know, really impressive as well. You can tell this wasn't just done on an iPhone. You know, it's really impressive. It looks really good. It's lit well, and it really does just give the event a little bit of an identity. It means that people kind of have an idea of what they're in for, I guess.
Yeah, I think definitely. I mean, when you've got, again, you know, talking about the team, you've got Area 51 who who they do Jonathan Ross's notorious house party every year. They do everything right. there at his house. So they are very experienced with doing Halloween events all over the country. So once we got going and the creative team to create that video, and I think it was very important to show people that, look, there's a serious team here. This isn't just, you're not just going to drive behind the woods and somebody's going to pop out. There's a very creative team who are very focused on quality production, quality yeah. actors, quality performers, you know, quality scares where people can come and have a, you know, real, truly wonderful experience that is something totally different to what they've probably ever done before. I think we're very much going to be setting the bar, you know, the quality and the standard of what we're looking to produce. You know, we're essentially creating a film set, really, in the woods yeah. that people will go through. They'll stop at various points and things will happen. Obviously, we don't want to spoil the surprise for people. But yeah, there's a lot of time, a lot of effort and a lot of creative brainstorming that's gone into creating what we've done. And the actors and the performers are really excited as well, because obviously we talk yeah. about producers and promoters who have, you know, been twiddling the thumbs all year, but you know, we need to spare a thought for all the people in the industry as well who contribute by being performers or actors, and they've not been able to do anything, so that they're chomping at the bit. I don't know if that's the right thing to say, because it could be someone's arm and leg, but people I think will be quite safe in the cars, but they are chomping at the bit to be involved in this. And you know, the whole team from the venue, from the admin staff, all the way up to the actors and the performers and everybody taking part, everybody's really excited, and it's just great to be able to put an event on that people can actually be involved in. You know, people yeah. have been waiting to do this for such a long time, so yeah, it's great.
Definitely, it's all positive, and it's kicking off on the 15th of October, so not actually too long away now, just over a couple of weeks. So yeah, definitely get your tickets. And it's a 2 mile, 20-minute journey. It takes you into a deep lost woodlands. You can tell that I'm checking out your website now. But, so without giving too much away, like you hinted on what kind of thing people can expect, but you don't want to give them whole scenarios. We don't want to give the game away too much. But what's a couple of sneak peeks of what people may expect on their 20-minute journey?
Yes. Yeah, so you'll go through and you'll take the journey through the woodlands. And again, it's a fantastic site, a fantastic location. It's absolutely perfect for doing this. So cars will be safe. The roads are hard packed roads. So there's no danger of being stuck in any mud. So your cars and your vehicles are quite safe. But you will stop at various locations where a set has been created, where the actors and the performers will perform some sort of blood, sort of chilling sort of scenarios mm. as you make your way, as you say, along that sort of 20-minute journey. So it's a really full, immersive, you really will be at an event and be part of something that you've probably never ever done anything like it before, where yeah. It's going to be quite unique, really. And we're looking forward to doing something that we've never done before, and we know that people are going to really enjoy it. But yeah, you'll get multiple stops along the route where things will happen, and you'll probably be quite glad to get out of the woods when you do, I think, by the end.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's bring it on to sort of the, you mentioned like you sort of stop for each scene as such, or you stop throughout your journey.
Yeah.
Since I've noticed, obviously, that around the world, there's been a couple of drive-through haunts sort of popping up because of where we're in this COVID-19 world, at least for this year anyway. So I'm getting quite a lot of messages asking how they're going to be done, or at least how they're going to be done safely. Obviously, there's an element of health and safety issues with any kind of attraction, never mind Halloween. And when you add that element of scare, that risk assessment doubles in pages. And when you add a moving vehicle to this as well, I'm sure the risk assessment gets even higher. So obviously, the COVID secure measurements are quite easy. They're quite simple. You're locked in your car, so there's no touching between people. You're not gonna have to sanitize anything because you are literally in your safe bubble of your own car. But how will it work regarding the health and safety of actors, you know, who are going to be jumping out and scaring people? How does that work?
Yeah, so as you rightly say, you know, a lot of consideration is going into the health and safety and the COVID compliance of the event, and we're lucky to have a really great support team as well. So we've our health and safety people, we've got people who've worked on like the Olympics, the Commonwealth Games, etc., wow, etc. So that skill set, experience, knowledge, and certainly the understanding of compliance around COVID is complete, really. So so that's really great to have them as part of the team. Absolutely right with the cars and the bubbles, you know, nobody will be getting out of the vehicles, and obviously nobody from the event side will be attempting to get in the vehicles. So that is perfectly secure, safe, and everybody is really comfortable with that. With regards to the actors and the performers, it's like it's obviously like any work scenario. You know, there are guidelines that we're following,
of course,
and around obviously sanitization and masks and making sure that the performers are well and fit and able to carry on. So anybody who it's like people going to work, you know, if they're not feeling well, they report it. We've got supporting actors that can step in. So that diligence is very paramount to us. So we're following that sort of very closely. So yeah, it's you know, it's great that we've got the event, as we say, that people can be in the cars and be secure, but certainly, you know, the safety of our staff as well as people attending is paramount to us. It's what we do, it's what we do in other businesses, other jobs, other parts of the industry as well. So we're just basically rolling that experience and knowledge and skill to make sure that we've got a very safe event for everybody involved.
Yeah, definitely perfect, and that's what everyone obviously wants as visitors and performers and working with you guys as well. And like you say, you've got a fantastic group of teams all together. So it's all positive. It's all great. It's nice to have something to look forward to, especially this Halloween season with obviously so many events cancelling already. So it's great to have something that we know can carry on, sort of, in any way, shape or form, you know, no matter, sort of touching wood here, no matter what restrictions they put in place, you can't really get any safer than being in your car. So we should be good to go. I'm very excited that it's opening, like I say, in a few weeks time, on the 16th of October, and it runs to the 1st of November, so it's on select nights. I don't want to jump the gun, Brynner, but thinking obviously this is a first year event and it's sort of been born out of not necessity as such, but it's been born out of creative thinking because of living in a current weird COVID world. If this is all positive and all goes really good, do you think that this will come back for years to come and it will now potentially just become a staple of Halloween, a new kind of attraction that's been born out of COVID?
I think so. I think it's certainly got that the opportunities there to develop the concepts around sort of drive-in events. Certainly the venue has done Halloween events for a number of years in partnership with Area 51, which has been getting better year on year. So I think this, whilst it's not really like a reboot and a relaunch kind of thing, I think it certainly draws a line in the sand and say, look, we're about quality Halloween events and experiences and scare attractions. And this, will, I think, be an opportunity to develop the whole Halloween offer in years to come. And starting with something like this year is great and really exciting for us. We're actually doing something in, and obviously it's not what we're chatting about today, but we're actually looking at doing a drive-through Christmas event.
Oh, nice.
And turning the woods into like a Nordic Scandinavian kind of woods with a grotto and Santa. So again, you know, it's testimony to how amazing the venue is and how flexible it is to be able to do a diverse range of events, but certainly shows the skill of the team to be able to do different kind of concepts, different ideas, and react to whatever scenario or whatever situation we're in, whether it be sort of COVID related or just moving forward as we develop the venue in the future. So it's very exciting, but certainly from a Halloween point of view, as you mentioned, this I think will be the start of something really great. And because the team has all kind of come together and focused on what we're doing this year, we've already started talking about the future, and I don't see any reason why this can't be the start of something really exciting in the Midlands as a real premium Halloween destination for people year in, year out.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking forward to it. I need to make sure I get to the road to hell, and everyone listening as well needs to as well. So like I say, book your tickets, heartofenglandhorror.co.uk. Before we finish this off, is there any other ways that they can sort of be supporting the event? I understand you've got a Facebook event. Is that the best way to be keeping up to date with Road to Hell?
Yeah, it is. Obviously, with having multiple kind of partners involved, it can get a little bit kind of digitally confusing, probably, maybe. But certainly for everybody looking to get involved, look at the Heart of England Horror Facebook page or the Heart of England Conference Centre Facebook page. Everything's on there. There is a Facebook event for the Road to Hell. So click attending on there. Share it with your friends, tag and comment, and see if you can get all your fellow sort of scare attraction Halloween experience fans to get involved. And again, as we mentioned right at the start of the interview, the location is perfect. It's very accessible. Yeah. It's right in the heart of the Midlands. All major sort of roads and motorways are very, very close. So we've had inquiries, and we've got tickets being bought from all over the country in absolute honesty, which is fantastic.
Wow,
so
amazing, yeah.
I think that shows the strength and the trust in what we're creating. So, yeah, let everybody know. Jump on the Facebook event. Tell all your friends and family and come and see us in a few weeks' time.
Yeah, definitely. Book your tickets. Go on Facebook. Click that link, and then get all your friends to go. The great thing is as well that you can all share. You can share this with your bubble or with who you live with as well within your car. It's nice and safe. It's secure. And have a good fright this year at Road to Hell. Brynett, I think that's the perfect end to this little interview here on Scaretrack. I really appreciate you coming on. I really, really enjoyed in 2018 Garden of Ghouls. So I'm really looking forward to what you and the teams bring us here with Road to Hell.
Thank you. It's been great talking to you again, and hopefully you'll be able to make it down. Please let me know if you're coming so we can make sure that you get a good reception in the woods.
Yeah, definitely can't wait. So there we go. We'll end it there. Thank you so much, Brynett. Best of luck, and I'll see you at Halloween.
Fantastic. Stay safe, everyone. Cheers. Bye-bye.
You're listening to
Unlocked Vision, proud sponsors of the Scaretrack podcast. UVE are a multi-award-winning themed attraction and design company, providing bespoke themed attractions, theming, events, and experiences. Contact UVE today by visiting unlockedvision.com. Now, let's return back to the show. And remember, let's get scared!
So there we go, folks. A huge thank you to Brynett for coming on to the Scaretrack podcast. Really, really do appreciate it. This guy is busy, honestly. He's always doing something, always a busy guy. But yeah, as he mentioned in the interview, tickets are selling out fast. So get yours now, www.heartofenglandhorror.co.uk. Check out the video that's on there as well. Like I said, it's really cool, really professional, and it really has got me quite excited to check out this brand new event. That brings us almost to the end of this episode of the Scaretrack podcast, but remember that you can find everything Scaretrack related over on our website, www.scaretrack.co.uk, including our brand new merch, face masks. Now, you won't need it for Road to Hell because you'll be in the safety of your own car. However, if you're going to any other scare event, even if you're just going to the pub or the shops, you need a face mask now, and we have them available over on our website, scaretrack.co.uk. We really, really do appreciate all the support that you guys give us, whether it is buying our merch or just supporting us over on social media. The only reason we're growing is because you guys are listening and you're really helping us out and supporting us over there. So make sure you follow us on all the social media outlets that you have. We are on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and Facebook. Just search for Scaretrack. It's almost October, which means it's almost Halloween. And although it'll be a very different Halloween that we're used to, Halloween will never die and we'll always find ways to celebrate it, just like with this brand new event, Road to Hell. So that brings us to the end. A huge thank you for listening and we'll see you next time.